United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Eve Arden. Adieu, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented by this station as a public service. Your maturing United States savings bonds can now go on earning interest automatically for as much as 10 years longer. Savings bonds are now even better, a systematic and automatic way to save for your future. Buy them regularly through payroll savings where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. In a moment, we'll introduce Eve Arden. Right now, let's listen to Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Harry's own delightful treatment of Lady, Play Your Mandolin. Thank you, Harry. And now our guest, the popular comedian of radio, motion pictures, and television, Miss Eve Arden. She appears in an original guest star sketch entitled The Girl Shortstop. We take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
When Wally Weston, manager of the Midvale Monarchs, a leading baseball team of the Intercity League, needed a shortstop badly, he wired his old pal, Joe Blake. Joe sent Wally a shortstop. The next morning when the shortstop walked up to Wally in the hotel lobby, well, that's where the fun began.
Are you Wally Weston?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm Sally Lewis.
Hello, Sally. What can I do for you?
I'm your new shortstop.
Well, that's very nice.
You wired Joe Blake for a shortstop, and Joe sent me.
But you're a girl.
I should hope to tell you. What's more, I'm a lady. Now that we have that settled, let's get down to business. How much do
I get? Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Look, this is a man's ball team.
Right, but there's no rule that says a girl can't play in it. Joe checked on that before he sent me.
Yeah, but this is a tough league. These boys play rough.
Oh, fiddlestick. Ever hear of Slugger Lewis?
Sure, best home run hitter in the Central States League.
Well, he's my big brother. I played ball with all my five brothers, and I can field any ball Slugger ever hit.
Wow, you mean you... Criminy. Hey, maybe... No. Don't tempt me, kid. Don't tempt me.
What's the situation?
We're tied with the Ramblers for first place. This is the last game of the season. We got to win this one to cop the pennant, and I'm down to a handful of patched-up cripples. For the shortstop spot, it's either you or the bat boy.
All right, then. Get me a uniform. I'll dress in my hotel room, and I'll meet you at the park.
Yeah, probably regret it to my dying day, but somehow I believe in you. Okay, Sally, it's a deal.
Wally, this afternoon you'll see a ball game you'll dream about. And I'm not talking about a nightmare.
Thank you.
As manager of the Riverside Ramblers, I'll protest the game if you play that girl.
Show me the league rule that says I can't.
I haven't got a rule book with me, but there must be a rule. There never has been a girl in a league.
Because there's never been a player like Sally. I bet my pennant chances on her. That ought to be enough for you.
Attaboy, Wally. Stand up for our rights.
Hey, hey, what's all the ruckus about? Hey, she's cute. What is she, a new bat boy?
Listen, tall, loose, and skinny. I'm Sally Lewis, the new Monarch shortstop. I'm here to play a game of ball. And I'm asking no favors because I'm a girl. Put that in whichever head you keep your brains in.
Ah, that's telling them, Sally.
Who is this walking hat rack?
That's Fireball Finnegan, the Ramblers' star pitcher.
Yeah, and today I'm going to end my season with an even 20 wins.
You talk a good ball game, mister, as my brother Slugger used to say.
Slugger? Slugger Lewis? Is he your brother?
Yeah, he is.
Well, I'll be. Hey, old Slug and me started out together in the 3-I League. Say, let's have a hot dog and a Coke and talk things over.
Hey, now wait a minute. Players on opposing teams are not supposed to get friendly.
She's not officially on the team yet, is she?
Well, no. And she won't be if I can help it.
Come on, Sally. A dog and a Coke, huh?
No, two dogs and two Cokes. This afternoon is going to cost you plenty, brother.
So you're Slugger's little sis. And what do you do tonight?
I don't know. I hadn't planned that far ahead.
Well, this is the last game of the season, kid, and I can break training. We'll go places tonight, huh?
Well, maybe, Fireball, but if I lose this game for Wally, I won't feel like going places.
Well, it won't be your fault, honey, if I pitch a shutout. Hey, boy, two more hot dogs, huh?
Fireball, that makes five for you.
So what? You've had six.
I have? Oh, goodness. No wonder. I thought it was a soda pop or I was falling in love or something.
Hey, you two, break it up. You're on the team, Sally. Take your turn at batting practice.
All right, Wally. So long, Fireball. Watch your earned run average today. I'm going to fatten it up for you. Doing, Wally?
Sally is a shortstop. You're wonderful. You fielded every bunt, grounder, and line drive that came your way.
Yeah, and plenty of them came my way, too. They thought they had a weak spot to shoot at. Well, I showed them.
You sure did. But I'm still trying to find out, can you hit?
Oh, certainly I can.
Fireball Finnegan walked you the first time up.
Well, I thought he would. I told him I'd been beamed once, and if it happened again, it might be fatal. He was afraid he might hurt me.
Wow, you mean the guy's fallen for you? Fine, fine. We may win this ball game yet. You're up next. Now go out there and poke one over the fence.
All right, Wally. I'll do my best. Come on, Fireball. Put one over the plate and I'll put it over the fence.
Strike one.
That one was too high. I'll ride the next one.
Strike two.
Oh, you fatty. That missed the outside by 2 inches. Make the next one a good one, Fireball.
Right! Three!
Hey, what's the matter with you, Sally? That last one was right over the heart of the plate, a beauty. You didn't even strike at it.
Gee, I'm sorry, Wally, but there's a Yankee scout in the stands. And if I spoil Fireball's strikeout record, he may not get a tryout with the Yanks. And, gee, he's wonderful.
Oh, no, you too? Is this a ball team or a matrimonial agency? Oh, if I only had another player. I haven't.
I'll be up again in the 9th inning, Wally, and next time I'll try to do better. I'll hit a pop fly.
Well, kid, this is it. 9th inning. Score tied. 2 out, and it's up to you. Stand close to the plate, kid, and maybe you'll walk again.
Oh, he's so great. Wouldn't it be marvelous if we did get a tryout with the Yanks?
Get out there and hit the thing.
Well, all right. Give me that high, hard one. I dare you.
The longest home run ever hit out of this park. You won the game and the pennant for us, kiddo. But why did you suddenly decide to wallop one?
Well, Wally, I got to thinking. One measly little home run wouldn't hurt Fireball's record much, and it might get me a tryout with the Yankees, too.
A great job, Eve Arden. You'll never be cold and hungry if you keep performing like that.
Thanks, Rod. I'm trying. You see, I've got savings bonds to keep me warm.
Is that a cozy feeling?
Yes, saving the savings bond way is for me. You see, I'm no good at putting pennies in piggy banks every day. I'd rather chop off a few dollars each payday and salt them right into savings bonds.
And the bond a month plan at the bank is made to your financial measurement.
Oh, it is indeed. It's perfect for professional and self-employed people who want to save regularly.
You're convinced that United States savings bonds are a mighty solid buy, huh?
I certainly am, Rod. You see, I know the good feeling of getting 3% interest compounded semi-annually when savings bonds are held to maturity. Friends, I'm glad to recommend savings bonds to you as a practical way to save and to help your country while you help yourself.
And folks, you get something else hard to reckon in dollars. It's the deep satisfaction of knowing you're standing behind your country's defense program, helping to keep America strong. So take Eve Arden's advice. Invest regularly in safe, sure United States savings bonds.
Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's no finer investment in the world.
Right you are, Eve Arden, and thanks again for being with us.
Back in New York, Harry Kosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra give us a musical finale, Glowworm. Listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. Our thanks to Eve Arden for a fine performance, and to her supporting cast, Les Tremaine, Frank Nelson, and John Larch, and to her director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another favorite star and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be listening. In the meantime, this is John Conte saying so long, and reminding you to save for your future with safe, sure United States savings bonds. Invest in savings bonds where you work or bank, and watch your security grow.